Welcome to the Amy Rushworth Show. I'm your host, Amy. I'm so glad you're here. I'm an empowerment and sexual wellness coach, breathwork teacher, podcaster, course creator, badass bitch, and a globally recognized thought leader on empowerment. And I'm here to help you if you're ready to fuck off the rules and create a life of unashamed, unapologetic pleasure and deep, deep confidence. I have a burning passion for the taboo and naughty areas of womanhood that we're not supposed to talk about, such as sexual wellness, bold self-expression, defying social expectations, and so much more. The topics that we're typically taught to shut up about or be ashamed of are the conversations I live for, and those are the kind of juicy, soulful chats that are going down on this show. My intention is for you to step into your most outrageously free, unapologetically expressed version of you. So if that sounds like a vibe, let's fucking go. Are you ready? Hi, babe. Welcome to the show. How are you doing today?
I'm amazing. I'm so excited to be here, right? Both being on Mallorca, the same island, just 1 hour apart. So I can't wait. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for being here. Can you introduce yourself for our listeners?
Of course. So my name is Jasmine Menke. I was born in Berlin, Germany, but I love to travel the world. And, you know, I have this running gag that I live on a plane because I'm in Mallorca right now for 2 days. Then I'm going to be back in Berlin, literally getting my wisdom teeth out. And the next day I'm flying to London, back for a couple of days in Berlin, and then I'm off to Dubai. And that would have never been possible if I would have continued my old lifestyle, which was actually being stuck in a corporate job in London, being stuck in an abusive relationship, of not feeling worthy, of not feeling like I was able to even do the things I truly wanted, because I kept fearing, you know, that judgment of others or people pleasing, making sure that everyone else is okay, instead of just following my own dreams. So one day I realized that that was not what I desired to do at all. I decided to quit my job. I decided to leave my boyfriend. I decided to actually flew the country back then and decided to start my own coaching business. So fast forward to now, I have created a 7-figure coaching empire where I get to work from anywhere in this beautiful world, on this beautiful world. And I also have helped hundreds of amazing female entrepreneurs create their aligned and profitable businesses online as well. And my clients truly are located everywhere. They're in the US, they're in the UK, they're in Africa, they're in Asia, they're all over the world, and they're all in different ages. So between 18 and 65 years old, it's all available to us. Truly doesn't matter where you're at, how old you are, what your ethnicity is, you know, we're all the same. We have the intention to lead by our heart.
Amazing. What an intro. So for anyone listening, Jasmine and I were introduced by a mutual friend. You know, we were just saying before how we love to like connect other people. I love to connect women, and I'm always thinking about like, oh, who can I like introduce this amazing person to that I met? And so we got introduced in that way, which I think is really beautiful, an amazing way to be in business. And we've already had like so much synergy and so many amazing conversations about business, because we have like different ways that we do similar things, which is really cool to like hear that contrast and to get that contrasting perspective. I know that I always like really love hearing from Jasmine and, you know, hearing the ways that you've done all the things that you've done, and building a 7-figure business by 25 is like pretty impressive. So I want to know, and I would love you to share. I know that you have been through a transition kind of recently, like around the time we met, where you built this amazing, you know, very, very lucrative business through a lot of strategy, through a lot of like, let's say, masculine aspects to your business. And you were feeling this call within yourself to embrace your feminine energy more, to embrace alignment more. And that involved having to restructure your business. So I would love to hear from you, first of all, like what prompted this? Why did you decide to make this change? And also, like, how has that been for you? Like, what's the result been from letting go of some of that like structure and bringing in more of this flow?
I love this question so much, honestly. And I'm so glad, you know, if you're listening to this right now and you don't have your business or you're also in this business, always try to see, you know, where does this relate to me? Because obviously, if you're listening to this, you're here for a reason. Just see, you know, does this trigger anything? How can you be more honest with yourself with what where you're going in this business? I'm going to give you the real and raw. I'm going to be sharing exactly what's going on, what happened, and where I'm going. So yeah, thanks for the question, Amy. Basically, I like to call it the fast and furious to seven figures because I felt like there was so much pressure always on me, like trying to be the best because that's how I was raised, right? My mom was always raising me to be very ambitious at school, not competitive in a bad way, but more like competitive with myself, which was awesome, but it also caused a lot of pressure. It really truly caused this image of trying to be perfect, of trying to have it all, of trying to do it all. And I mean, obviously, in hindsight, it's great because I definitely achieved a lot very, very fast. But it didn't feel good in the end, right? Because I still was leading with my heart always. I never did anything, thank God, that I didn't align with in terms of like, you know, anything that was unethical or anything like that. But I know that I could have been less stressed and less, well, more enjoying, I guess. I would say less of anything, but I could be definitely enjoying my business more if I had let that go of like that perfectionist image of myself sooner. So for me, it was like, you know, there's no mistakes allowed. Like you can't mess anything up, no typos, video has to be perfect. The hair has to be perfect. You have to say the perfect things. You have to truly, you know, do the right things at the right time always. So there was that pressure that was always there. And I really felt like that was also in my messaging, right? Because that energy that you have is going to shine through in your marketing. And I didn't want to have that pressure for my clients either. So my clients had amazing results, but I could feel that, you know, something inside of me wasn't aligned with the way I was running my marketing side of things. So my coaching had always been aligned, but there was something that was inside of me that when it came to me, oh no, but I had to be perfect. Maybe someone can relate. Like you let other people off the hook or you forgive others, but when it comes to yourself, you're so hard on yourself and you're so strict with yourself and so judgmental and, you know, oh my God, it has to be perfect. And if not, right? And the moment I let that go and I forgave myself and I understood that actually it's not about the timing because everything is on time and happens in time. It really does happen in the right timing when it's meant to be. So for me, it felt like a constant race and I would always be very exhausted. I love working, right? And I love that about Amy because she was so flowing. We had this conversation when we were by the pool. Remember, you're like, yeah, you know, a couple of meetings and that's it. And Amy is very successful. You know, I mean, you all know and love Amy as do I. And we all know how amazing she is. And she still gets the things done. And she's still very successful. And she's still growing at a very rapid speed. We were just celebrating some incredible wins. yes. And this is what I'm trying to say. There's another reality. But for me, it was so imprinted that hard work equals success. Doing more equals more success. And that's not the truth. Because I learned that no amount of doing will make up for not being. You have to be who you truly are and build your business in alignment of what you actually desire. Because if it feels rushed, you are coming from a place of lack.
Mm-hmm.
You're rushing yourself. If you feel like I need to do this now, then you're not coming from an abundant place. Yeah. And that was one of the biggest shifts.
Totally. I'm in the middle of writing a post for Instagram at the moment. I haven't posted it yet. And it literally says things of quality cannot be rushed. Like you think of pleasure, relationships, lovers, business, success. It's like anything that is forced or rushed is not like, it's not in the frequency of quality. In the same way, like you could buy a dupe handbag, for example, and get it now, you know, meet the trend now, get the bag now, but it's not going to feel the same as if you like save and like work towards, you know, the real thing that you really want, right? But it requires that patience. And I think sometimes that patience can get lost when you're building the business because there's so much noise and there's a lot of focus on, you know, big numbers and, you know, quick success stories and things like that. And things can obviously happen fast sometimes, but it's usually because there's been like a lot of patience, dedication, alignment, you know, being true to yourself behind the scenes. So I love that. So just to get like an even deeper insight, we were talking about this the other night when we went for dinner. You originally built your business off of like more of like a, you weren't so much like in your community, right? You were like doing ads and then there was like a system set up. And now you're like, the edge for you is like the organic growth of like building in your community and like being more involved. So I would love to hear like what that transformation is feeling like for you and like, are you meeting any discomfort in that? Are you feeling liberated in that? Like, how's it been moving from more of that structure into that place of, I don't know, like, I guess like organic growth and organic business evolution?
Yes. And it's very true. So I had this massive amount of ad spend every single month coming out of my bank account, like 20,000-30,000 every single month, plus, you know, a big team of 12 people, thousands and thousands every single month in cost. So the pressure was real, right? It was being deducted whether I made sales or not. And I was very much responsible for the sales side of things. So I definitely put myself under a lot of pressure. Whereas the organic truly does feel liberating, like you said. And you know what I really love is the actual connection. So it's not a matter of like, you know, need or anything like that. It's a matter of, you know, like this is what I have, this is what I'm offering, and you're welcome to join me. And I have so many people reach out, like honestly, soulmate clients. Like I've rebranded everything to attracting soulmate clients rather than, you know, enroll. Like I would never use the words like closing or anything like that before anyways, because I was always very much standoffish, but still the systems, the ads and everything, I feel like it was interrupting the real frequency of me. That energy behind my posts now is a lot more vivid and a lot more potent in itself when I show up on camera, in my DMs, on my stories consistently. I would always show up, but the main, you know, strategy that we had was, you know, ads to webinars and then phone calls, etc. But in the end, I also had a team. So I would only get to the client and connect with them once they were ready in the program, which is a dream for some people. And it works very, very well for some people. But for me, that connection was truly missing. I really love this connection of being in the DMs, of posting and then commenting and connecting. And I truly believe that way you build a loyal fan base and customer base, like a raving fan community, rather than just somebody who is, you know, a number in a system. It never felt that way, but still the marketing. So if you can think about it this way, like my coaching side of things, everything was really, really aligned, but this marketing aspect and the things like in my emails and the funnels didn't feel aligned. So that was truly the thing that was capping my success in a way that, yes, we were very profitable, but it didn't feel good. And I feel like this is the most important lesson. It's not just about the money. It's not about hustling to get to your first 10K, 20K, 50K, 100K, whatever K month, if you're completely exhausted on day 31st. Mm-hmm. Because then what are you going to do the next month? Sleep and then do it again? Like, I'd rather you have 50K months instead of 100K months and completely be burnt out the next month, right? And just do half and more relaxed.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. I totally resonate with that because for me, like authenticity and feeling good is at the center of like everything that I do. So even if my marketing team comes to me and they say like, oh, this strategy is working really well for other people that we're working with in the industry, I have to feel like I can be fully behind it. I have to feel really good about it in my body. Otherwise I just can't do it. I'm like, I don't care how much money you think that's going to make me, because like I have to feel aligned with that, you know, to be able to stand behind it. And I think like it makes you feel really anchored in your success when your success comes, because you know that you did it in a way that was like, yeah, I'm so proud of every single step that I took. I'm so energetically behind every single choice. So I love that you shared that. And I imagine for you as well, like it would have been a little bit like, I can imagine having this big team of people and all these things set up, and then having that feeling of like, oh, I know I need to change. And like the almost like I can picture you like pulling everything down off the walls. Like that's the image I'm getting in my mind. So that's really brave of you to do that.
Thank you. Yeah. So I basically walked away from a $1 million business. And definitely, because if you think about it, it was like tearing down an entire house. And I knew it had to go in order to build something even more beautiful and something for me. Because, you know, if you're listening to this right now, remember that you're the most important person in your business. And everyone else, unfortunately, can be replaced, but you cannot be replaced. There's only one of you. And Coco Chanel always said that, you know, there's only one of Coco Chanel. There's only one. And that's it, you know? Actually, a fun fact. So awesome. I just thought about that. That's awesome. But yeah, that's literally what she used to say, because there was this love story of this guy and, you know, all the lanterns in London, they have the Chanel sign. You have seen that before? You've noticed that?
I didn't notice that, babe. No.
Oh my God. The black.
Of course you noticed it though. Of course you noticed it.
Yeah, but there's a story behind it. And you know, it's a love story and they have it. So is Coco Chanel really on London's lampposts? Yes. So the city of Westminster. I would share my screen, but you'll see. It's a beautiful story. But anyway, she still said no, that she didn't want to go out with him, even though he instructed to have all the lanterns had the Chanel logo on it. But he's like, no, there's so many of you, there's so many men and so many lanterns, but there's only one Coco Chanel. So remember that there's only one of you and you're so important. And it's a beautiful story in terms of standing in your integrity. That's exactly what you just described to me. It's like having full integrity for what you do in your business and what you don't do. So the one thing I had to do was make a list of all the things that didn't align anymore. And I really wanted to just start from scratch. I'm a bit of a, you know, extreme radical type of person like that. I'm Sagittarius, so I'm like very dramatic and extra, you know, extra, like it, that's it. All of it must go. And then slowly, my team started to unravel in terms of, you know, some of them found a better position that they wanted to move to, which was great. Like sales team, I was like very happy with that. That felt more aligned because I wasn't really pushing for like that many sales, because I was like really truly focused on quality. Don't just enroll them if they're not a good fit, right? Like I wanted to really make sure that if they do invest into any of my programs in the Confident Boss Academy, that they do, that they will get a return of investment because they're the right candidate. They're the right person to join the program or any programs. So yeah. And then, you know, one of my team members was pregnant. So it was all falling apart, but falling into place.
Mm, yeah.
And this one quote that got me through a lot is, if nothing is certain, everything is possible.
Mm.
So I thought about my business and my life like a blank canvas, and I love to paint so much. So I was like, okay, I'm going to start everything from scratch. What do I desire to do right now? And leading from that energetic alignment was something brand new to me, because I hadn't had that. And I know that, you know, God, the universe gifted me to go through and walk this path, because I'm sure there's so many other women out there that might still feel unsure on how they can do that in terms of really radical change and not feeling alone with it and not feeling scared, right? And this may be leaving a 9-to-5 job. I get it. I left my very, you know, high paying corporate job. Finance, we had a penthouse in central London, but, and you know, that boy, ex-boyfriend of mine, but if it doesn't feel aligned, it doesn't feel aligned, right? So this is very important.
Yeah, totally. And it's completely possible to build success, like being true to yourself. I have done that from the beginning myself. Like, I am not going to do anything that I don't want to do. I'm also a fire sign, so I'm stubborn and bold, and I like to do things really differently to everyone else. So it's really cool to hear that from you as well, love. I was thinking we could also dive into like some of the myths. This feels like a really logical like next question of what are some of the myths that you hear of or that you've seen in your clients around like, you need to do this in business or you need to do this to be successful. Like, what are some of the common ones that you want to myth bust with us today?
So definitely you do not need to invest thousands into a website. I actually advise against that, especially at the beginning, because you're still figuring out your niche. So you can spend so much money in investing into a website only to then, you know, realize that by the time it's done, you don't even look anything like the pictures anymore, because we go through massive transformation as we go through building our coaching businesses and just general businesses online. Because I mean, our number one thing that we're here to do is heal. And by us healing, we heal others. Like, that's just the thing that evolves. So don't invest in a very expensive, flashy website. You also don't need a big following to succeed at all. It really is not required. And I mean, as you know, I just invested $175,000 into an amazing mastermind a couple of weeks ago. And these are women in there that are so successful, you know, most of them are making at least $100,000 a month, if not more. And out of those 35 people plus, maybe only a handful had more than 10,000 followers. So it really doesn't matter. I mean, I have clients come in, they start from scratch. They don't have a niche. We helped her get a niche in one particular case. And she started her Instagram from scratch, zero followers. Then she had 80 followers 1 week. She signed a client for 2,500. Then next week she had 160 followers. And then she signed another client for 2,500. And that was her with 160 followers. She made 5,000 euros. And then another client, she had a six figure, she made six figures in 10 months and she had under 2,000 followers.
Mm.
So it really doesn't matter.
The followers thing is so interesting, because totally earlier in my career, I would have thought that as well. Like, oh, like when I get 10,000 followers or when I get this, then I'll be successful. Then I'll have that swipe up, you know, which they're now removing that. I'm like, oh my goodness, but it's amazing because all these people are going to be able to use links now. But it's very easy to fixate on that number. Similar to you, I mean, I've been in masterminds and friends with women who have under 2,000 followers who are charging 10,000 a month for coaching, you know, and delivering really high level coaching, getting their clients amazing results. And that comes through word of mouth, because their services are such a high quality. And even, you know, if I think of the way that I personally hire people, I don't hire someone because they have lots of followers. There might be some people, I think, that do that, you know, that think, oh, they've got all these followers, they must be, you know, something else. But personally, for me, I'm not ever going to think about how many followers someone has when I work with them. I want to think about their content, how they make me feel, if they inspire me, like all of those things. I'm not looking at a number. So I think that's a really great myth that we just busted right here, because it's like such a big one that I think people definitely believe in.
Yeah. And sometimes we use those things as excuses why we can't be successful. And that's when we have to be really honest. I promise you that I'm going to be honest. So, right, there you are.
I agree. Yeah. It's like one of those little stories that seems really real, but is really just like, you know, some kind of myth or some kind of limiting belief that people have. And it's simply just not true.
Yeah.
Anything else?
Yes, for sure. So basically, sorry, I'm just being like literally eaten by mosquitoes, like wavering around. So basically the website thing is the big one. I think as well, like branding, we spoke about this also, because I was like, you know, I wish I had this kind of branding that I'm currently aligning to. And I actually personally invested so much money in branding and still not where I wanted to be, if I'm really honest. But, you know, I don't let that stop me, you know, yeah. And I really don't. And I don't think anyone should. And it's not so much about the way things look. I still personally think about that. If the message behind it is so good, people don't really mind how much, like how it actually looks. Of course, Instagram is a very visual platform, so I still think it's very important. But overall, if you host like live trainings or masterclasses or you go live, you are the brand. Like you are the most important thing, not so much the quote backgrounds and, you know, different things like that. Yes, it's nice, and yes, it's easy, and yes, you can, everybody has access to Canva for free and whatever, right? So, you know, you can definitely get that, but don't wait until it's perfect, or don't make that an excuse, or don't, you know, say, oh, people are not gonna invest because it doesn't all look perfect yet. So yeah, especially when starting out or in general, because I mean, it's always evolving and growing. I know you mentioned that too, and it's true, because it always is growing, right? By the time you go through that, then you might have a different taste, and but the common denominator is always you. We're getting back to that point. So you are the brand. Make sure you focus on also improving yourself rather than just all the things around you and your business. Make sure you invest in yourself, time, energy, money, all of those things, than anything else.
Yeah. Right? Yeah, totally. I have a background in design. My degree that I did was actually in like fashion design and interior design. And one of the things they used to say to us, it's a horrible quote, but I remember it, it's kill your babies. And what it means is like, basically just make lots and lots and lots of things, because you will kill off the original things you create. Like the first things you create will be probably like a little bit shit or maybe a bit mediocre, but you need to keep creating and create lots of things and go through the journey of that to get to the amazing magic that you are going to end up with finally. But if you just sit with the one idea and you sit there perfecting it, like it might not even be your best idea, but you just have to keep like putting it forward, trying. And then, you know, one day you look back and you'll be like, laughing at some of the things that maybe you put on Instagram. Like I sometimes scroll back to my feed and I'm like, oh, I'm so cute. But all of that helps you to, you know, get confidence and go where you're going, I think.
Yeah, no, super interesting. So, you know, I actually think that quote is really good because everybody will remember it because it's so weird. And I love it, right? Because it's like, oh, wow, this is a really potent quote, must I say. So, yeah, I mean, it's so true. And I like to say as well, like always, like when my clients, they're like, they try to perfect their first coaching offer. And I'm just like, look, you're doing an MVP, minimum viable product. You're just there to get it out, because if nobody sees it, you can't make it perfect. If it's perfect, you waited too long. You definitely waited too long. It's not meant to be perfect the first round, because you need feedback. Feedback is the most valuable thing you can get in your business. And, you know, how people respond, how much you enjoy it, how much, you know, your clients are getting results as well. And I constantly refilm new modules for the Confident Boss Academy because I'm always evolving. And I mean, it's so important that, you know, we keep our clients on the newest trends, newest level, newest learning lessons than just, you know, the same old stuff over and over again. At least that's my opinion. And that's why my clients get such great results, is because I'm not still preaching the same thing that worked 6 years ago, you know, like the market has shifted and we have to move with it. And I'm already teaching the things that I've rechanged my business to now. You know, I've rebranded. I have things like the chocolate marketing method on how you can attract soulmate clients rather than, you know, those old strategies. So the thing is, they're all still valid, you know, and some of my higher level, they love using ads, and we still have a team for that. But my more recent and newer clients, they are actually completely different because they match more of my new branding, which attracted them in the first place. So I like to call myself like a guinea pig, and I will literally test all those things and see, and then I will teach it to my clients, because I'll never teach anything that I have not tested and it's proven to work. And I believe that's really, really important. And, you know, it doesn't mean that everything I try works well the first time, but I keep going until it works, and then I can share what to do and also what not to do. And then we can coach our clients much better, because we understand that there's certain mistakes, or, you know, quote, I don't believe in mistakes, but I believe in opportunities to grow instead. So it just helps us actually help them better as well, rather than, oh yeah, it just worked out. I woke up and I had a 7-figure business. Okay, bye.
Yeah.
That doesn't do anything for anyone.
Yeah, I think it's easy to think, oh, you know, it's just easy for them or easy for her. And it's, in my experience, like the women who I carry themselves with that kind of look of ease in business, it's not that it's easy, but it's just that they have, you know, a beautiful relationship with, let's say, failure. So failure isn't even failure. It's just like, oh, like that didn't work. How can I learn from that? Or, oh, like I thought this was going to be great, and like it totally didn't go how I thought. Like, what's here for me? What can I use inside of this experience to become even more like aligned or true to myself or savvy with my strategy? And I think that's why me and you get along also.
I love that. That was so beautiful, right? Like, that was so good. What you just said, a really beautiful relationship with failure. I love that. You said that so nicely.
Thank you, babe. So if anyone is listening and they are just starting in business, sending this person listening all the love, because starting a business is like a really big step to take, and it's like a huge internal shift, you know. So what tips would you give to someone who's just starting out in business, or particularly like as a coach?
Yeah. So I'm going to be really honest, because I'm going to be the person that says this to you because I actually love you, not because, you know, I want you to feel bad. But you have to make a very important decision. You have to decide whether you're going to do this or you're not going to do this. So you have to make that decision. Like, am I going to go all in? Am I going to do this, or am I not going to do this? Because if you keep trying, like, just delete the word trying from your vocabulary, please. Because I want you to know that you will succeed, not can, but you will succeed if you keep going. There is no other way. You will succeed because you keep making it happen, not just trying like, oh, I've tried this. No, but you are going to find ways in an aligned way to connect with yourself. And that includes a lot of deep self-work and, you know, you feeling good and understanding what you want. But not just, you know, saying, oh, I've tried this, I know this. That's not going to get you anywhere. But when you actually feel that you want to do this 100% and you're in, you are going to succeed, and you can trust yourself. Don't listen to anyone else, what they're saying. It doesn't matter, unless they have already achieved what it is that you want to achieve in a way that you want to achieve it, in a very aligned way that feels good with ease and flow, right? I only take advice from people who either have what I want or that are, you know, close to getting there. So I would recommend you do the same, because, you know, you don't want to take advice from people who have no idea about the thing that you're trying to create. It's just going to hold you back. And I say this with all the love, because the sooner you commit, the sooner you're going to see results, instead of you thinking like, am I going to do this? Am I not going to do this? And then you're just going to get frustrated because you're not all in, you know?
Yeah.
So mentally, that decision has to be made of like, I'm going to do this. This is not just a maybe for me anymore.
Yes. Oh my goodness. I resonate so much with this. I mean, the example that I sometimes give to my clients with that is like, imagine if you were in a relationship with someone and they were just being really like half-hearted, like sometimes showing up, but then just sometimes disappearing for weeks at a time, or saying they were going to do something and then being like, oh, I'm not sure. You know, you wouldn't be in like a deep, safe, loving, trusting relationship where, you know, that it's not problem free, but you can still work through it, you know. And it's the same, we're in a relationship with our business and our dreams. And so if you're being half-hearted with it, like your business is not going to love you back, right? It's going to be like a half-hearted energy coming back and half-hearted abundance and half-hearted energy from clients. And so like all the people that I know who are really successful believe in this in some shape or form. And I also love what you said about not taking advice from people who haven't done the things you want to do. Look at Jasmine, look at me, like if you're listening, Jasmine created $1 million by the time she was 25. Not many people in the world would think that that was possible. She was like, here I am, I did it. And yeah. Me, like, imagine if I had have said to people like, I'm not going to have a niche. I'm going to be like a priestess, a coach of sexuality, of pleasure, of money, of manifestation, of energy. Like, and I'm going to be really, really wealthy from doing it. Most people would be like, that's ludicrous. Like, what are you even talking about? So you have to, you know, just use your desire as like the ultimate authority. If you have the desire to do something, go for it and don't let anyone else tell you that you can't.
Yes, 100%. I love this. Write this down, everyone. Write this down. Say, if I want it, it's mine. I truly believe this. If you desire it, you are meant to have it. Yeah. If you desire it, you are meant to have it. And it is God, the universe, who placed that desire on your heart and your soul for a reason, because you're meant to have it. And they're not playing games with you. They're not having a good laugh, right? If you think about it, you visualize it, you can achieve it. But you have to go all in, and you have to stop focusing on why not and stop focusing on the lack thereof. But just remind yourself that you are getting there and you're moving forward and you're taking one step at a time, and it's all going to work out. Because the more you fluctuate, the more you're putting yourself back in terms of, like you mentioned, like I'm all in three days and then a couple of weeks I'm not, and then you go back and forth. That's not how you're going to build the momentum that will create these kind of results that you're after.
Yeah. Definitely. And so important to surround yourself with people who celebrate you.
Yes. I love it so much. It's so important. It's honestly the most important. The most important thing is to really, truly surround yourself with people who get it, because it's going to normalize things for you. I don't know if this is okay to share, Amy, but I'd love to share a little story.
Yeah.
She's ready. I love Amy. You know, and this is what I love. It's like, as me, I'm like, I love to celebrate her. I love numbers. I love it. I'm bold. I'm like, I want to share these things. But Amy was celebrating a 52,000 pound week. And I was like, oh my God, Amy, you're so amazing. I love it so much. This is a huge accomplishment. Her being in her flowiest vibe, her, you know, her priestess self, that goddess, you know, this amazing energy of a woman just, and then she's like, okay, yeah. So I definitely want to dress up for dinner. So we went for dinner, right, with her and another friend. Came to visit, and it was just so amazing. And then we were walking in Puerto Portales, and you know, we were just casually saying, she's like, oh, you know, there's Chanel bags here. And I'm like, yeah, I know, in this one shop, right? So, you know, just in ease and flow, and we walk and there's this one bag, and there was one bag at first, and it's a nice bag, it's a beautiful bag. But then there was another bag. And it was a, I quote Amy, a full body yes type of bag. And we went into the shop. And you know what I think is so important to include the numbers, because it makes it normal. It removes the guilt of wanting and having. And why the hell not, right?
Mm.
You can give more, you can do more, you can be more, you can set the example. And I always love to say, stop bowing down, help them rise. Help them rise. Stop disempowering your clients or people that around you. Help them trust in themselves and trust that they can afford your coaching fees. Yes, they can afford investing in themselves, because they are empowered women and they got it, what it takes. So I don't know, Amy, do you want to continue the story?
Wow. Yeah. Basically, we had dinner. We were celebrating this 52K week. And then we walked past the shop that had Chanel bags and saw this beautiful bag, went inside. And I was like, oh, I'm just going to try it on. And then Jasmine's like, I think you should get it. I think you should do it. And I was like, yeah, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to do it. It was like the quickest sale this woman had probably ever made in the store for like 2 minutes. And I was like, yeah, I'll take it. It's probably the most abundant thing that I own other than like my car. And for me, it was like, I did this thing that Jasmine told me to do. I made a wish when I swiped my card and an intention with that. And it's not really about the physical item, you know, it's not really about like it being a Chanel bag, but it was a way to anchor in this moment. And so every single time that I look at this bag now, I think of all the clients who like invested in me that week. And I think about how their lives are going to change. And I actually think about like the younger version of me who was really, really lost and, you know, earning far less than that in a year, working really, really hard. And I think about like her smiling and being like, wow, like you really made it. You really worked really hard. You became really abundant. You're helping people. And like, you get to enjoy, you know, these earthly pleasures now, and you get to be really proud of yourself. So that was what this moment was for me. But it's really important that you have people around you who can celebrate you and your business like that. Like I was with you in the shop. I was with Kira in the shop. I have your partner and my partner are outside. I don't have a partner who shames me for things like that. He was like, amazing. You just spent seven grand on a bag. Good for you, babe. You know? Yeah. And I think that that's really important, like to have people around you who are just celebrating your celebrations and not projecting their own stuff onto it, you know? So it was a really beautiful moment.
It was so important. Honestly, it was like a life-altering moment in the sense that we were all there together. There was this abundant energy. There was no amount of like, oh, you know, she gets to have like nothing, right? And so many women are afraid of this, like other people not being happy for them, you know, like this greed or this lack. But we were all just so happy to celebrate Amy and her successes and all the amazing women that she's now getting to help. And this abundance in this moment was just so beautiful. And yeah, and you know, this is what I told Amy. I was like, when you swipe the card, really focus on this abundant energy and you're going to anchor this in every single time. And maybe you should try that at home. Like the next time you go and buy something really nice and, you know, it could literally be a bracelet or a cupcake or whatever, you know, something small or a postcard you can send to yourself when you're on holiday or somewhere and you get it when you're home. It doesn't matter. But just when you swipe your card or you pay in cash or whatever, just focus on the abundance. And whenever I tip someone, I say to them, or sometimes mentally I say, you know, I hope this multiplies for you. I hope it multiplies and it has that ripple effect of abundance. Because, you know, the world is so abundant. We are the only ones that create lack. And whatever is in the way right now, we are actually putting it there ourselves.
Yeah, totally. I actually used to do this when I had literally no money because I was starting my business. And I noticed that it was when I was living in London. I noticed that every time I would get the tube, I would go into scarcity, even though it's like £2.80, but I would like add it up and I'd be like, I've got to get like a tube back. And I'd be like, why is it so expensive? And in my head, I was converting to Australian dollars because I'd just come from Australia. And then I like caught myself and called myself out and I'm like, why are you doing this? Like, you are getting on a train to go and meet someone for a business meeting. You're getting to meet new people. You're living in London, one of the coolest cities in the world. Like, you're living the dream that you've set out to live. You get to choose. You're getting on this train whether you're annoyed about it or not. So why don't you choose to practice gratitude? So every time I would tap my Oyster card, I would be like, thank you, God. Like, thank you, universe, for giving me £2.80 in this moment to like, you know, live my life and to be in this cool city and to be on this train that can take me, you know, so quickly to the places I wanted to go. It's like such a tiny shift, but a really important one.
I totally get this, you know, and it's so important that we catch ourselves in these moments. And I know there's so many different moments where we still realize in the moment, like, why is this energy off? And we really truly get to see that when we don't feel good. So, yeah.
Amazing.
It's so beautiful to hear, you know, the shifts. And I really recognize that myself as well, like because I went to uni in London as well. And I would literally do two bachelor's degree at the same time. I would rent out my flat on the weekends for Airbnb and stay with friends because that's the way I could pay rent. I had a central London flat, so I was like renting it out. And then within the lunch break, between those 2 degrees, I always had like 3-4 hours lunch break. I would work in a real estate office for like £10 an hour, like £40, you know, a day, which is still, you know, good money considering, but still, you know, like with those 2 degrees, renting my flat out, then this, and so much, honestly, it's beautiful how we evolved from there.
Yeah. I remember I was working in a cafe in London for £7 an hour. And like, it's just that it's so interesting, like to like feel the rise from that and to just like, you know, to go from £7 an hour to having a 52K week is like really kind of wild, you know what I mean? But I'm so grateful for that version of me and everything that I learned there and like the humility and like the hard work and everything. So hopefully for anyone who's listening, who's maybe, you know, at step one of the journey, this is going to give you some inspiration to just keep going and keep believing in yourself, because you have no idea where you'll be in even like a year's time.
For sure, for sure. Yeah. And don't forget to celebrate the small wins along the way.
Yeah, absolutely. Babe, so good to have you on the show. I know you have a couple of things you want to share with our listeners for free, right?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, absolutely. So I was thinking I'm going to give 2 things because I don't know, we're in abundance mode today, right? For anyone who has Instagram and is using Instagram Reels or wants to use Instagram Reels, I've put together 100 ideas to create Instagram Reels that attract your ideal clients. And I actually get a lot of my amazing soulmate clients through Instagram Reels. So it's jasminemanke.com/100reels. And probably we have these in the show notes, but maybe you're listening to this. It's really easy. And then I've also included a PDF if the reels are not for you, because I know it's very specific. It's a guide on the exact steps my clients have used to go from low inconsistent months to more soulmate clients. And it's 5 things you must master to attract soulmate clients consistently. And it's a step-by-step guide filled with so many valuable resources. And it's literally jasminemanke.com/PDF, Jasmine with no E, jasminemanke.com/PDF. So you can just download those. They're absolutely for free. I hope you enjoy them. And I want to thank you for listening until the end. So if you're listening to this, I was like, I have to give them a gift for listening till the end. It's amazing. Abundance. And thank you, Amy, for having me today and always just being so amazing and just so genuine and so kind with everyone. I really appreciate you. And I'm so grateful to call you a friend. I truly love you. You're amazing.
Oh, I love you. Thanks for coming on the show and sharing your gifts with us, love.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for tuning in. I hope this episode ignited you, expanded you, and enriched your heart, your mind, your life in some way. If it did, reach out on Instagram. My handle is This Is Amy Rushworth, or you can head over to my website for all my courses, retreats, and magical offerings at amyrushworth.com. If the show feels like a vibe for you, make sure you subscribe. And if you have 60 seconds to rate and review, or even to just share the show with a friend, I would be so, so, so grateful. And it helps more amazing, beautiful people like you to discover this show and to improve their lives for the better. Stay tuned for the next episode. And until then, I'm sending you strength, grace, ferocious courage, and a friendly reminder to always love yourself fiercely and to go out there and live your most unapologetic life.